Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to another episode of Gamer Tag Radio, and this time, Battle of the Games. But look, I am not a fighting game person at all. We're going to talk about the best Street Fighter games.
Godfrey's playing the moderator.
I'm going to be the moderator. I'm curious to know their opinions from our special guest, my brother Nano.
Yo, yo.
And my boy, Bam Beats.
What's up, baby?
A Capcom employee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or Shill. Let's call him Shill.
You would think so, right? After, yeah. Well, I kind of have a general idea of where Bam's gonna go with list,
but he knows me too well. But see, the listener doesn't know. That's okay. The good thing. That's a good thing. So, strictly best Street Fighter games, and don't mention number one now. You could go from two and up, or you could go from five to two, whatever you want.
Never fight.
But no way, mention number one. I don't care. Save that for last. Deal.
All right, yeah.
All right.
Well, you want to start?
Who would like to start first?
I can't. I don't think I can go with like.
Wait.
I'm gonna name you four.
Wait.
I haven't. It's not in my head right now.
So hold on.
Like who's better?
Yeah.
Hold on. We're gonna go to. We're gonna start. The list has to start from, the first original Street Fighter game, that was an arcade.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All the way to present.
I'm pretty sure that game's not getting.
You could also.
That game's dead.
But you could also mention.
It wasn't in my list when it came out.
Well, you could mention. You could also mention Street Fighter 2 from Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Yeah, no. You know, whatever you want. This
anything that has. Okay, so like, let me say this.
Yeah.
Can it be anything with Street Fighter characters?
Yes. Yeah. Anything Street Fighter related? Yeah. What, but don't
giddy
say
up.
Yeah. Don't.
Giddy up then. Let's go.
We're good. All right. All right. So who would like to start first? Let's go with Bam. And Bam, I want you to say, why do you love Street Fighter so much? Don't mention the games.
The series.
Why do you like the series so much?
The character develop. It's like the best any fighting game you can think of. Like the way the characters look, like the little story, backstory to them.
Okay.
The gameplay, for sure. That's pretty much the front runner. Why
Street Fighter is the best game. So what was your first Street Fighter game that you ever played?
Street Fighter 2, man.
Did you ever play console or arcade?
You know what? I played console first for Street Fighter.
Oh,
I played arcade first for Mortal Kombat. I played that arcade way earlier. But yeah, Street Fighter 2 I played on Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. I got Super Nintendo after Hurricane Andrew. My parents had a bunch of money.
Too? Yeah, in Miami, Florida. So
yeah.
Nano.
we ripped off the state of Florida.
Yeah. So Nano, for you, why you love Street Fighter series so much?
I think it's the staple, right? Of when you think fighting games, you think Street Fighter.
Exactly.
A lot of games copied them.
Yes.
They saw the formula and they were like, you know what, this is working. Let's let's get a wandering Japanese fighter who has an American friend. You know, like it's a Fatal Fury, but not Fatal Fury. What's it? Well, Final Fight? That kind of has like a lot of ripoffs from Street Fighter.
So you were hype when they announced the movie Street Fighter was coming.
Yo, let me tell you something. I'm a fan of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
And I'll watch anything he puts.
Yo, the soundtrack wasn't that bad.
And Nas and Large Pro 101.
Yeah, 101.
This in no way justifies the crappy movie that is Street Fighter 5. Hold on. Street Fighter is not a good film.
Yeah.
But yeah. Julia, who is it? What was this dude's name? Bison's character.
The Puerto Rican guy. He died that year. Julia Raul
Julia, right? Or
yeah, hold
Damn.
On.
Yeah.
That yo, his Bison was probably that performance was breathtaking, man. It was amazing.
Raul Julia.
Yeah, go back and watch that performance. That man put everything into that. He played Bison.
There's a video on YouTube of like why Street Fighter is amazing. That movie is amazing because of his acting. You look, everybody else is surprised.
Raul Julia.
Yeah.
You serious?
Yo, he's mine.
His facial expressions to the emotion he put out there.
Yeah.
Underrated performance.
And at the time why he was doing the character, like he knew he had cancer. His family knew he had cancer.
Yeah, exactly. So like,
and the reason why he made that movie is because his kids love Street Fighter. The only reason why he was in that movie.
I didn't know that.
Go on YouTube and put why Street Fighter movie was amazing. Something like
that. Yo, dude.
We'll put on the Godfrey. I'll tell you the link. We'll put it on the website.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Who else do you know that has dying of cancer, terminal cancer, mm-hmm. and puts a performance on like.
That's crazy.
Not for money.
Oscar winning. Oscar winning performances.
Not for any accolades, no awards.
Yeah.
For the love of his children. Because his kids love Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had no idea what the hell Street Fighter was.
So, hey, greatest video game movie of all time? We're not even going to get into that now. We'll revisit that. But I'm just saying.
One day, think about it. Now, okay. Now back to the series.
Things like that, like the movie, the characters that you fell in love with as a kid. I think Street Fighter is like, it's the face of fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So in my opinion, it's disappointing sometimes to like get a bad Street Fighter game. Like I think the last one was, you know, it still is.
Wow, you had to say that, but okay.
It is. I don't think Street Fighter V is good.
But I want you to save that for later.
We're in the podcast. I'm gonna take my dump on it right now if I have to.
Yeah.
To see games like that and like the way that they've taken the franchise in this route for the past couple years, it's frustrating.
Okay, before we go to the best, please mention the worst.
Bam. Street Fighter V. Well,
nah.
No. That's the worst?
Is that the worst? The worst is what was the one that was trying to be like Virtual Fighter?
EX.
Ooh.
Oh, Friday my EX. God.
That was bad. I forgot about that game. I totally forgot about that game.
Some people that love that game, though.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not a fan of it.
Was that your worst, too?
No, man. The worst. Yo, that's up there. I don't know. That's pretty. That's a bad Street Fighter game.
It was dog crap. That game.
No. Well, yeah. Street Fighter, we have to go Street Fighter related. Marvel's Capcom Infinite. I think that game dropped like major.
That was bad. I never played that game.
Yeah, it was terrible. Oh, dude, it was awful.
I downloaded the demo.
What was it? It came out
the same day.
It was 2017 or 2018. That game.
I think
17. I don't know. It just never took off. It was a game like Marvel's Capcom 2 was iconic.
Oh, iconic.
Marvel's Capcom 3 was really good. People still played it. It was a big tournament game.
Yeah.
4 was just. Yo, I don't know what they were thinking. Character design was awful.
Yeah, man. It was like a story mode. It was weird.
Yeah, no, I didn't like any of it, man. So that's up there with EX, I think.
It's weird.
Like worst Street Fighters.
Wow.
That's technically a Street Fighter, right? Marvel's Capcom?
Yeah, I mean, it has Street Fighter characters.
I say Marvel's Capcom is a Street Fighter game.
Yeah.
So you won't put the first Street Fighter game. That doesn't count. You wouldn't put it up there, right, at all?
I think
that was like a test. Like, at that time, it was something different.
Well, it was different. It wasn't the Street Fighter that you know. It wasn't. It was more of a like a Double Dragon type of game.
It
right?
reminded me of like Kung Fu, that Double Dragon Kung Fu. You remember that game Kung Fu for NES? Like, it reminded me of that type of style.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And for like, I guess the time that it came out in, like it's people were over that. You know, nobody wanted to play those type of games anymore.
Yeah.
But that's when Street Fighter 2.
No, that was game changer.
When that was introduced.
Before we go with. The best. I think I got tired of Turbo and all those crazy, so many different versions of Street Fighter 2. That was like...
No, that was... That made it... It got better every time.
But the thing
it
is,
did get better. There was like slight improvements where I'm like, man, you know, you could have added this in the last game, but all right, cool.
But it was too much. There was a time it was too much, though. You don't think so,
Turbo,
man?
Turbo, HD Turbo Remix.
Yeah, Championship. Like, it was
just Champion
weird.
Edition.
It's too many.
They'll add two or three.
Yo, they milked that series.
Words to any title and just.
That was the most. I think it's the most milked series like in
ever.
Entertainment from Street movies Fighter? To video games. Yeah.
Ever.
Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter 2.
What else? What else was.
Well, look it up, but real quick, what's your guess on anniversary collections or anniversary editions? How many Street Fighter anniversary editions in its entirety have there been?
Think about it. Yeah. It's for
every. I'll let you ballpark it.
It's for every system.
Than five? No, higher than eight or less than eight?
Yo, I will even go back and I will say this. This is like maybe when the Nintendo Switch came out. They also had a Street Fighter 2 there. They were milking it, dude. Yeah. In 2017.
From PS2 till now, every system had a Street Fighter collection.
Yeah, too much, man. Xbox Live, the Xbox 360, even had a Street Fighter there, man, online.
The HD remix,
with the graphics. Good. That was good.
Nice.
No, for
that
the art, for the Xbox Live Arcade. Was it Xbox Live Arcade?
It's Street Fighter 2
HD. Was HD?
The HD remix.
Yeah.
That was good.
You could put the original graphics and then you could put the HD.
The new ones weren't bad, man. It wasn't bad at all.
But I'm saying they milked it. They milked it big time.
In that situation, you got the same game, but it was a new... It wasn't like...
No. It's the same...
My biggest gripe with Capcom and the Street Fighter series is the anniversary collections. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was joking with, like, how many... I think 8 was, like... Look up the numbers of how many anniversary collections there have been, but, like,
six,
I think
five
8...
Five or six.
No, there's been way more than that.
Way more than that, I think.
What year are we with Street Fighter? Like, 20... No, 30? 30... Dude, yeah, the 30th collection, anniversary collection just came out.
Yeah.
Last year, I think, 2018. Mm-hmm. So, it's been 30 years of Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And they release an anniversary collection like every 3-4 years. Mm. It's crazy. That's the only thing I hate about them. Like they keep rehashing the games and just packaging it differently, and you get the same thing over and over.
Mm.
All right.
So like I was saying, I think EX, in my opinion, is the worst Street Fighter game.
EX is up there, yeah.
EX. Okay. All right, so you both agree on that.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're probably going to agree on the same thing. But
now, what was your... Before we go to the best... What was your first online Street Fighter game?
First online Street Fighter game?
First one.
Four, man.
Street Fighter 4. No. I think it was... mine's was... SNK... What is it?
Yours was
Capcom versus SNK.
What was this? What year was this?
Oh, my God. You got to look that up. I don't remember the year.
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah, I don't remember the exact title. I have the game. I have it somewhere here. SNK versus Capcom 2. I don't remember what it was called.
Okay. So that was your first one?
I think that was my first online game experience with Street Fighter.
Street Fighter? Was it laggy?
Yes. Okay. But then again, like, internet wasn't what it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
We were running on terrible DSL connections.
Yeah.
Oh, what system are you talking about, though?
I think I had it for the Xbox, the original Xbox.
The original Xbox?
Yeah.
The original Xbox is 2003. July 2003.
Yo, bam.
That's in Japan, so August 2003.
What game was it?
You're talking about Capcom versus SNK, too.
Yeah.
2003, August.
Did it have like an EO or something?
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're going to take a short break here. Battle of the Game Street Fighter. I hope you're enjoying our conversation, and let me tell you, it's going to get even crazier in a few minutes, so stay tuned. But first, I have to mention that we need your support. We're planning to go to E3 this year, but we can't go to E3 without your support. We need the support of the GTR community worldwide from all over the world. Even if it's just $1, anything you can to donate to help us out, it will help us so much, not only to travel, but we're also trying to get better video equipment and recording equipment, mics, lights, when we go to E3 and future events and so on. So not only that, hotel, Uber, food, it's a lot of money. You know, we've been doing this for so many years. We've been doing it so many times with our money in the beginning and then GTR money. But now we're in a situation that we need the GTR community to help us out. Let me tell you, out of the 14 years, we don't do this that much, but I think it's time for us to ask help from the community, and we're all depending on you, the listener, worldwide. So right now we have $851. So we continue to need the support from everybody. So let me give a couple of shout outs. Shout out to Keon once again, he donated. Keon, $20, and he wrote, "I hope this helps." Shout out. Make sure to check out his podcast. His podcast name is The Analog Circle Podcast. If you're a big fan of Keon, go right now to your favorite podcast app and search for The Analog Circle Podcast and support Keon. Man. Shout out to him. Thank you for the support, Keon. Also, Deacon also donated $20, and he wrote, "When I can, I'll drop a little more, bros. Thank you so much, Deacon, for the help. All right, Black Vet donated $50, and he wrote, showing love and support from St. Pete, Florida. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, so, so much for all the donations. You know, this is going to help us out so, so much. So once again, right now we have $851. Let's take it to 1,000, guys. Let's take it to 1,000 if we can. If you're out there and you haven't donated and you've been listening to our content, even if it's a dollar, it helps out so much. Let's for this week, let's go for $1,000 for this week, man. So let's do it. Let us know all your feedback. Also, if you write a note, if you donate it, we'll definitely read it on the podcast and we'll talk about it too. So go to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. And remember, last year, if you listened to GTR at E3 last year and previous years, last year we posted over 50 episodes. There is no other podcast that has been posting that many episodes at E3. Nothing like ours. You can go back to our catalog, to every single E3. We have posted 45, 40, 30 exclusive content, exclusive interviews, previews, hands-on impressions, roundtable discussions. You're not going to find that anywhere else. So make sure to donate and help us out. It will mean so much to us. We appreciate all your support. We love our community so much. And we're going to continue working really hard. The best content in gaming podcast, period. We're going to continue to work hard, man. So much love to everybody. Let's continue with the show. The conversation is going to get so good right now. It's going to get really good. We're going to continue with the show. Thank you so much. Much love to the GTR community worldwide. Thanks.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
So I think it's time for us to talk about top five
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter games.
Mm-hmm. I'm Wolver versus Street Fighter World.
Now, before you mention the name of the games, let me go back. It starts from the first Street Fighter game to now.
Mm-hmm.
It could be arcade. It could be console.
Wait, we're going to talk about every Street Fighter.
Can it be handheld? Can it be like mashup games? Like, you know, mashup SMK, games. Capcom?
Yeah, anything that is Street Fighter characters is a Street Fighter game.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. There has to be an exception, though, because Smash has Street Fighter characters.
You know what? Add it in there,
nah,
too.
Nah, yo, that's... Nah, no. I don't add that
to the top five?
I mean, if we're going by the rules,
okay.
But it's Street Fighter. It's a Street Fighter character in this. So yeah.
Okay. So look, I have the timeline of every Street Fighter game. You want to go through every Street Fighter game?
No. Wait. How many games in total? Because this is a long list. So forget it.
A lot of games.
I'll pinpoint the highlight games then.
No, I mean,
you said you want to start with Street Fighter 1, right?
Yes, all the way to now.
1987, original Street Fighter.
Yes, we're gonna start with that.
How do you rate that game?
No. This is not how we're gonna rate. We're not rating that.
No, you give me your your five favorite Street Fighters.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like that. Okay. Ready? Go. But remember, do not mention one.
Don't mention your favorite overall Street Fighter.
Don't mention. Gonna be last. That's gonna be last. So, and then we say why.
Street Fighter. Boop.
Okay. You guys ready? Because we're recording all this. All right. So,
who's going first? Nano.
Let's go with Nano because I got you first for other things. So Nano.
Okay.
Nano. So mention.
Skipping one.
One, because we're going to go one game for you, one game from Bam, like that. Okay. Now, Bam, before Nano said anything, if there's something that he disagrees,
yeah,
he's going to go and attack. Okay. I'm just letting you know, right? Go. So Bam is ready. Nano, mention top five without mentioning number one.
So two to five.
Okay, no, mention one game. My number five?
Yeah, number five.
Oof. This might be a little higher on Bam's or anybody else's. So I don't know. Ooh. I'm going to go with five. I'm going to put...
Is it this one?
No.
No, wait. No.
Okay. I'm going to say X-Men versus Street Fighter.
Ooh.
That's a good game, yo. That's a good one. I don't know if that might be a little higher because I love that game. But that was my first... You know, Street Fighter versus anything. You know,
That's the game that started it off.
Yeah,
the tag team and all that stuff.
Yo, that was amazing. That game was amazing, dude.
So it was amazing. So why you don't put this higher and why five?
Because there was better crossover games.
Okay.
All right.
But that was a game where, like, yo, I they had it at the pizza shop in the arcade system. You know, they had the arcade in the pizza shop across my house in New York. And yeah, I would go there after dark. Streetlights is on. My mom hated it. I'd run across the street with $2. She thought I was going to get pizza. I'm like, nah, man, I'm going to play some Street Fighter. Mm. I would skip eating that slice and just change everything in quarters and stay there, whooping up on everybody. Okay. That game was awesome.
Okay.
All right. I want to add. Add a side note to that. Yeah. I went to Nano's neighborhood and I beat Nano in his own neighborhood.
Oh.
And Marvel's Capcom 2. So I'm technically Soundview champion, not from Soundview.
You know what's messed up? Yo, you know
Soundview.
You know what's messed up? I don't think that pizza place is there anymore.
Oh,
or that machine. The machine is not there anymore. So Bam beat me for eternity. That's in that machine.
So that never. Okay, because I'm not a Street Fighter guy. That never came out for consoles.
X-Men vs. Street Fighter?
Yeah. For PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I never played it.
I don't know about any other system.
I never played it, so
I'd have to look into that. But, like, I mean, I just remember playing it on the arcade, and that was, like, one of the games that, like, I'm like, man, this is dope. Yeah. Like, I have to see more of these crossovers.
I'm going to challenge you that one.
Really?
I'm going to put which one I think is better than X-Men vs. Street Fighter. I'm going to say Marvel vs. Street Fighter 1.
MVC 1?
MVC 1.
Yeah, that was good.
Don't get me wrong. The X-Men Street Fighter was crazy, dude.
Okay, so
the character selection was a little different.
Why you challenged him with that one?
Is that your five? Is that your?
Oh yeah, Marvel Street Fighter is up there. I don't know where it's up there though.
No, but you got
no, no. But what's your number five? What would you rank out of your top five?
I'll give you my top five.
No, but mention
I'm
number
not saying
five.
It's number five.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to like.
It's hard. I can't
even hurts
that,
to put X-Men Street Fighter.
We have to stop the podcast and I have to like do like an hour debate within myself to figure this out. But Marvel vs. Street Fighter is somewhere in that top five.
Okay, so let's just... I'm going to throw my top five.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. X-Men vs. Street Fighter.
Mm, good one.
That's in there.
Okay.
Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
Vanilla Street Fighter. Maybe not vanilla. What was the one after that?
I don't remember.
Because Street Fighter 4 had a couple renditions.
It was the Super Street Fighter.
It was a Super one.
Super Street Fighter 4, I think, was my favorite.
It had the add-ons where it had...
Yeah, Yin and Yang.
Yeah.
Yun and Yang.
Yeah, the kickboxer dude. What was his name? Oh my God, I forgot his name.
Kickboxer.
He's an SNK.
Oh, Guy?
Yeah, Guy.
He's not a kickboxer, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Or Muay Thai. He's a Muay Thai. He's like Saget.
Okay. No, that's Adon. You're talking about Adon.
Oh, that's
but
what I'm about Adon.
Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4.
Okay.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last great Street Fighter game.
I agree.
Think, in my eyes.
See, we're pretty much on the same page. I just want to have Marvel instead of X-Men, but we're on the same page.
Okay.
Oof, another great, Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
There you go.
That's
same page. That's when I used to play a lot.
That's what I'm saying. But that game had everybody. Yo, after school, you skip school just to go run to your friend's house and play.
But see, I also had it for the Super Nintendo version.
Yeah, that's what I had it for, the Super Nintendo.
But I played it on arcade a lot.
Of course.
Yeah,
course.
I played it. I mean, but I played on everything.
You remember Street Fighter 2? It was super slow. After playing Turbo,
but it wasn't slow
I can't
back
go
then.
Back. No, but I'm saying like playing Turbo, I couldn't go back to the regular slow Street Fighter 2.
No. After you play Turbo, it's like,
you're done. It's a wrap. Yeah.
Okay, that's three games,
that's
right?
That's three, plus the one that we, number one. So
I'm
going
to have to say.
I know what it is.
Marvel's Capcom 2. Yeah. Like, it's up there for me.
So that's three games.
That's the better crossover.
That's four.
My number one game, that's four games. Okay. Yeah, my number one game, like, I'm not going to say it, but like.
No, don't say it. Don't say it. Save it. Okay.
If you were a Street Fighter, you know what it is.
Is there
a mirror for me, but I just take X-Men out and put Marvel Street Fighter. That's it.
Capcom 1. So you have two MVCs in your top five?
Yeah.
Oh.
MVC 1 and MVC 2? Ooh, that's crazy.
No. I'm talking about Marvel vs. Street Fighter.
Oh, Marvel vs. Street Fighter.
Yeah, that Marvel's Capcom 1.
Oh, Marvel's
Marvel Capcom
Fighter.
1 didn't make it. Marvel's Street Fighter made it. Oh, okay. Then Marvel's Capcom 2, Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4, Turbo Street Fighter 2, and then... Number one, but we haven't said it yet.
Okay.
It's pretty much a mirror.
So, is there anything that you think he should change from that list, Nano?
I kind of want to change something on my list now, but like, it's hard because Super Street Fighter 4 had a really good online.
Yeah, on both systems.
Xbox yeah, like on a, like the gameplay was good. The netcode was fine. You were able to play people seamlessly. Mm-hmm. You get back connections every now and then, but it wasn't like I was going to put SNK. Versus Capcom, just because that was a big part of my like childhood, you know, playing online and getting wins on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also a crossover game. It was tag team 3-on-3. I thought that was an awesome game, you know, but I think Super Street Fighter 4 had a better online environment. So that's why I guess I edged it out. And I think I had too many crossovers. I already had two. You know what I mean? With X-Men versus Street Fighter plus MVC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's already too many.
It's pretty much a mirror.
So I have one question, because I'm going to go back to the bad in a way. Do you think it was a mistake for Capcom to release The Last Street Fighter as a PlayStation exclusive? Do you think it would have been better as... release it for all consoles?
Dude, the game was so trash it didn't even matter to me.
Oh my god.
The game is bad.
I don't care what system it was on.
But why it was so bad?
It wasn't a Street Fighter game anymore.
I think they dumbed down the controls too much.
Yeah.
Like if you play, the mechanics for this game aren't as complicated. Like they try to make it really, I guess, entry level.
Yeah.
For like and it's still somewhat technical.
Let's say you don't play Street Fighter, you would have probably played it and probably enjoyed it.
Yeah, like you would have been there like, oh, this is not that bad. Like you can pull off a lot of decent combos, but like it's not as technical as the other past Street Fighters were with you know, just doing a lot of like there's a lot of, you know, fighting game community phrases that I could throw
and
out
we,
there.
And we felt that in Street Fighter 3 we're like, wait, the controls are a little too simple here, but it was playable though.
What?
Marvel's Capcom 3.
Third Strike?
No, I'm talking about Marvel versus Capcom 3. The controlling was super simple, like to do combos.
Oh, Marvel.
But it was still still playable. Yeah,
but it was simplified because, you know, you had your light, medium, hard, special. And that's, you know, that's a button layout that a lot of games use now. Mm-hmm. It's like anime. It's anime games. Well, anime fighters have that button layout.
Yeah, but back then we were like, whoa, this is a little, there's something weird about this game.
It was simple, but it was cool. The game looked good. It flowed well. Assists were good. Like in this, the new Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite,
it feels terrible.
Like it's almost... It's way worse than Street Fighter V, I think, but Street Fighter V just dropped the ball, man. Like they had such a good game in Street Fighter IV that, you know, and Street Fighter IV got like I think it got, you know, chopped up and re-cooked and sent out to the public like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, not as bad as 2 though, but
yeah,
still.
You had, you know, Street Fighter IV, Super Street Fighter IV, Street Fighter IV Arcade Edition.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask this question because before we go to number one. Mm-hmm. Which Street Fighter do you think was the game that you think people slept the most? And it was a decent, good Street Fighter game.
People that slept on the most?
The most. I mean, all of them have been successful, but there got to be one I'm like, wow, you know, a lot of people don't even really talk about it, but it was a good game. It was a good game.
You know what? Alpha 3.
I'll just say Alpha 2, but Alpha 3, yeah.
Alpha 2 is debatable too, but like I think the Alpha series in general, it's one of those games that like, it kind of gets brushed off, but I think they had the best art. Mm-hmm. I like the character design a lot.
Character design, the
controls. The controls were, you know, Street Fighter. It was very technical because you had the you were able to set your meters. You know, you had the man, I forget what they were called.
You had three different things.
You had different types of super meters. It was a super one that makes you faster. It increases your speed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's different aspects to using your supers and stuff. So that was cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think Alpha is like one of those games that like people didn't.
And that's the thing, when you think of Alpha, you either think of Part One or you think of Part Three. You never think of Part Two.
Yeah, you don't really think of Two.
That's why
two.
I say Two. That's why I picked Two as the slept on.
Two. Okay. My bad. Like if I had to, I mean, like it's hard because I think all the Alpha games are overlooked. I think like everybody kind of brushes them off, and nobody even like really sits there and is like, oh man, I really like the Alpha series.
And you know what? When they started making Marvel vs. Capcom, they were using like the Alpha drawings. If you go back and look at Marvel vs. Capcom 1, the way M. Bison comes in. And the way Ryu
I know what you're talking about. Like it was similar to the to that movie.
Yeah,
the movie that was released during that time, which was probably one of the best video game movies. If we're going into like animation, also if we're counting those, the Street Fighter movie was awesome.
It shows Akuma coming in, like with the he corrupts, becomes evil Ryu.
Yeah,
in the anime.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. High school, right there. That's 12th grade, right there.
High school. So I think we should talk about number one, man. And why
overall?
Now, do you think the majority of the Street Fighter fans, you think they're gonna agree?
I think so. I think the majority, like if casual meant not so much, but like tournament fighters, or like me and Bam, like we're competitive, you know. So competitive players rank, I think, this game higher than any other Street Fighter.
So like esports, Evo.
It used to be the game. Now it's not in Evo.
Are they using the latest Street Fighter?
Yeah, they're using 5.
That's kind of whack. That's kind of whack.
But you know what sucks? Like, it dropped in viewers. Street Fighter got beat out by Dragon Ball FighterZ this last Evo.
But you know what? Didn't PlayStation sponsor that? So they had to have it there, right? Was it Capcom or PlayStation?
I mean, you have to have Street Fighter. You can't have I don't think you can have an Evo without Street Fighter. That's crazy. I don't.
Yeah, but having the worst Street Fighter.
No, man. Like I said, I don't think you can have an Evo without Street Fighter. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's.
Okay.
It's almost blasphemous.
Now, go with number one.
Third Strike, right?
Third Strike.
Street Fighter, Third Strike.
Okay.
Strike.
So what? Now, listeners, if you agree, let us know. Yo, if you disagree, let us know.
It's got everything. It's got hip hop. Got a dope soundtrack.
Wait, did
got
it?
Jazzy music.
Yeah. I have a little story to tell you, guys, and it's a Street Fighter related conversation. So I go to E3,
mm-hmm.
and I'm there walking around, and I'm by the Capcom booth because I was planning to meet up with somebody or I had an appointment. I can't remember exactly. Raekwon the Chef from Wu-Tang Clan pops out. And I'm like, yo, Raekwon, what's up? Hey, can we do a quick interview? Yeah, yeah. And the video's online.
Okay.
We did the interview. I'm like, yo, Raekwon, so... why are you here at E3? You coming out of Capcom? Like, you know, I'm cooking something. He didn't want to say what it was. Then, months later, he worked on the soundtrack of like a mixtape for Street Fighter.
The Marvel vs. Capcom 2 remake, right?
Yeah, it was that. Yeah, and that's what it was. He had like a meeting with Capcom and stuff. And
getting that Capcom money.
Hey. You know what? It was smart and it was a pretty big game at that time. You know what I'm saying? People were excited. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was good. I mean, now you guys are going to have different opinions about, but at that time, before it came out, everybody was hyped.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If Barbie Magical Forest, you know, pony racers... video game wants me to do a soundtrack for anything on the this audio, if you want me to add that and it's gonna have my name on it, I'm going for it.
You're like, hey, I work on a Barbie soundtrack.
He could have been approached by anybody. He's lucky that it was a dope franchise that approached him. Absolutely. But like, I don't care who it is, video game money, bring it on. Like, I'm doing that soundtrack.
That's what Talib said when they're like, we want you to sample I'm Gonna Take You for a Ride, the Marvel's Capcom 2. And he had to reflip the beat and rap to it. It was terrible.
It's one of the worst songs in that game.
So let's go back to the
game. Marvel vs. Capcom, even though that's in my top five.
Yeah.
Top five also worst album, worst
soundtrack video game. Yeah.
Ooh.
There's no soundtrack that gets more annoying than that one. Like, you just have to, just bite the bullet and play. You know what I mean? Like,
can you turn off the music?
No, you couldn't. Not when it first released. You know what I mean? They don't have those. Now that you could play music from your Xbox or PlayStation while you're playing video games, you know. Yeah, back then, you just had to swallow that pill, bro, and you listen stuck to that.
God, that song's so strange.
Now, bam. Let's go. Why that game? Why Third Strike is your number one game.
Third Strike is one of those games where it's like, when you talk about like certain classic games, like, oh, this game was so good until they changed up the formula. This is one of the times where they changed up the formula and it was like better than how originally it was before.
You know what it was? I think Third Strike was the most
skillful.
It's very skillful. I don't know about the most because there's a lot of games out there that are
I'm talking about Street Fighter though.
Yeah.
It's more skillful than Street Fighter 3.
I mean, 4 is pretty technical.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But in terms of like Street Fighter, this is like chess. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to compare this Street Fighter to other ones because they're all very similar, but like, mm-hmm. Third Strike was like that game of chess. Like, yo, what are you gonna do? You know, like, it's just you're staring everybody down. You got to play a lot of neutral. You have to there's a lot of footsies, a lot of like attacks that you have to learn. I mean, you have to learn block string attacks and like I'm throwing a lot of words out there. But if you play fighting games and you're into this like as much as we are, then like, you know, like that game is very competitive. It's when they re-released it and it was online. I don't think I like playing that game online too much, but it's the best game to play, I think, live with another person. Okay. Any other Street Fighter, you can kind of get away with like having a crappy online netcode and like having decent online gameplay. Third Strike is like, I don't think it flies too well.
Yeah, because the whole tech support and all that, and
yeah, a little time it gets any off lag on that game is really bad. So like, it's much more enjoyable playing it live.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the most competitive game, you know, like that's chess of Street Fighter, man. Like that's the game where it's everybody's on an equal playing field, you know, and then like it's whoever bests the other player.
Yeah.
Anything else about Street Fighter that you guys want to bring?
Like
this was a good conversation. I like this.
This was the game where Daigo had the famous moment with the cannon Chun-Li.
Do you remember? You've seen the clip, right? Where like, an Evo clip. It's like the most famous Evo clip, probably. Yeah. I'm probably just making that up. But
I think it's one of the most famous clips like in video
fighting,
game.
Like in fighting. Video game history?
Yeah,
like, game. You remember where like Ken and Chun-Li were fighting?
Yes.
And then Chun-Li does her special where it's her kick special and third strike, and she lunges forward and does like it's a simultaneous number of kicks. And Daigo, who had like less than 2% health, countered a block every single hit.
Oh, yes, yes.
And to counter in that
viral.
Game,
yeah, that video yeah, went viral.
To counter in that game, you have to press a directional pad as soon as that attack is coming.
Yeah.
So if it's
timed every attack.
He timed every single attack for that super. He had it so memorized that he countered every attack, jumped in
and
the air.
The crowd crazy. The crowd
did a low counter, then countered one more time. And went into his combo to end it with a super.
Was that Evil?
That was Evil. Yeah, I forget what year that was. Man.
Evil, yo, I think, that, Evil 06 or yeah,
that,
05.
That, I remember, I remember that. And I'm not a hardcore.
And when he pulled that off, yo, the crowd went nuts.
Nuts.
Yes. I'm talking about, like, you could feel the vibration of the room
in your
computer screen.
It's so crazy that it looks fake. Like, it looks like some, like, movie.
Like, yeah, I didn't think it was humanly possible to pull that off. In a live setting, and yo, Daigo did it, and he didn't break a sweat. Like, he was just there like a robot. He did it like it was nothing.
You just see Ken, and then he jumps up, comes back down, does a special.
Yo, I'm not a Street Fighter, like, hardcore fan, and I seen that. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if you played the game, if you played Third Strike, or any Street Fighter game, any fighting game, period, Virtual Fighter, Tekken, yo, like, you know what it is. Like, there's a lot of timing. It's a lot of memorization. There's a lot of hours put in there. So when you see somebody do that live, it's like, yo, this guy's a monster. And that's like the first person I saw in like as a professional gamer. You know, I'm like, yo, this is what a god video game player looks like in comparison to everybody else.
Well, this is going to be a random question because we're going to wrap it up for this episode. Which game do you think had the best cover from Street Fighter?
I think Alpha 1, where it's like Ryu and Akuma are staring at each other. Like Ryu's looking up at Akuma.
Nah, man.
They're staring at each other.
Street Fighter 2, bro. With Blanka doing the move and Ryu.
No,
and
I don't like it because Ryu's there. Ryu's like flying off. F that.
Oh, no. So Ryu can't get hurt?
No. Ryu's the boss, dog.
You prefer Ryu than Ken?
I think it's Akuma. I mean, Akuma? Alpha 1. Alpha 1.
Alpha 1, okay.
Yeah, he's a Ryu. Let me look. He's a Ryu guy.
But so which one is better, Ryu or Ken?
Ryu, man. Like,
I like Ken.
But isn't it the same? They do the same moves.
There's very.
I mean, if you go to the old school, yes. The old school days, yes.
But even now, then, like, no. Ken has better medium attacks.
Yeah, exactly.
He has.
When you do mediums and lows, like, they do different.
Again,
movements.
Back then, it wasn't like.
Yeah, it was. Even the Street Fighter
for Super Nintendo?
Yeah, Ryu has the. Really? He's the only one that can do the solar plex move. He has the move where it comes over.
I thought it was. I thought as a. Non-fan Street Fighter fan. I thought it was they were like the same character, the same.
Oh,
it
man,
was just the, okay. All
right. They trained under the same master. Yeah, they know the course, same
yeah,
moves. They
trained,
they do it very differently.
On mine, it's not Alpha 1. It's Alpha 2. It's Ryu Alpha staring 2. At Akuma. That's I think the album. I mean the best.
Let
cover.
Me see
that. This one.
Oh yeah, that was.
Oh, that's
good.
That's a dope.
That was Alpha 1. I'm sorry.
That's Alpha 2 is pretty good. That cover's dope.
You still stick with the original? Street Fighter 2?
Yo, that was a good cover.
Wait, did you talk about it from the Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo. Yeah, where Blanka's rolling forward and Chun-Li and Ryu are like getting hit by it.
Yeah.
That was dope. I thought it was a dope cover. Another one that I liked a lot was probably... Oh, man, that's it. I think I would have to say the Alpha one's pretty dope, too.
Street Fighter. Now. Best Street Fighter character of all time.
Man, Ryu, dude. Like, it's not even debatable. Yo, Third Strike.
No.
Street Fighter.
Nano said no.
Wait, going back, Third Strike was pretty dope too. It had like the whole cast like that.
Third Strike was good. The art was dope.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Art's different. It's where they start.
So wait, let's go.
I'm not going to go over you. Get out of here, man. Like, that can't.
Ryu, man.
No way.
He's the most equal balanced fighter like in Street Fighter universe.
So you always use him every time.
I use him, Ken.
Dopest character. But we're talking about everything.
When I play against my friends, I'm considered as one dimensional because all I do is pick those.
Bam. From all the way from Street Fighter 1 to now, that's your all time favorite character.
From his theme song to the way he carries himself, the way he fights, his specials, there's no flaw in that guy.
His Fred Flintstone feet. Dude never wears shoes.
Which is your favorite? My favorite.
Well, I mean, I like Vega. I think he's cool. He's kind of like the sadistic, you know,
handsome man who's going around.
Yeah, like he's too beautiful for his own good.
But the mask?
Yeah, yeah, but with Claw, he has the, he's from Spain. He has a long ponytail.
I just think Nana wants to be him. That's all.
Oh, I do. Vega. Vega's beautiful.
Actually, he had long hair. Nana back in the day.
I did. I just didn't have the six pack or the agility.
Yeah. So you can't
even do a cartwheel.
You will go with him over Ryu.
It's a toss up between, I think, Bison and Vega. Those are my two favorite characters in Street Fighter.
Okay.
So pretty much he likes charge characters where they're like holding down. You have to press down, up.
Yeah, I like Guile, Bison, Vega. Characters that like, they're hold characters, you know?
All right. Which one is overrated character?
Street
Fighter. Overrated?
Ryu's the most overrated character.
You, dude.
Yo, he wins everything, every situation.
He's the most balanced character, man. What are you even talking about here?
He's going up against an organization of criminals, and he knows karate. He doesn't know how to shoot guns or any of that stuff. He knows karate, bro.
He's a lethal weapon with his bare hands.
Yo, the Shadow, Shadow Liu Empire. There's no way they should have lost to this guy. I understand losing to the American government and Guile because he had he had America to help him out to bring this organization down.
He had Chun-Li with
Chun-Li. Yeah, he had Interpol. He had the USA helping. Mm-hmm. I get how they defeat Ryu. Beat him. This guy knows telekinesis, Godfrey, dog. He flies.
Let me tell you something about Ryu. Ryu gave a big scar to Sagitt's chest, dude. Who in Street Fighter has done that to anybody else? The dude has to live with that for the rest of his life.
Oh yeah, let me tell you something.
Live with that.
Bison turned an American soldier into a monster, dog.
That was in the movie,
this
man.
This guy couldn't even go back to his mom.
You talk about Charlie, the fake Charlie?
Yo. Oh, he made Blanca. Either way, he created Blanca.
Yeah, yeah.
Bison created Blanca.
I don't think so.
Yeah, man. What are you talking about? Those were all experiments on him. Remember with Mama?
Mama!
Oh, he's in the jungle? The
Mama! Oh, that's terrible, man.
So who's your overrated character?
Overrated character?
Bam. Tell me, which one?
Overrated, I have to maybe say Blanca, probably. Blanca? Maybe Dalsum. But I like Dalsum in Street Fighter 4.
Overrated in what sense, though? Like,
You sound confused. You don't know where to go.
Overrated, you
gotta
like,
pick one.
Like, people think he's good, but when you really use him, maybe if you're not, you know, that experienced, maybe you're probably total trash with him. That's probably the way I'm looking at it. That's why I say Blanca.
I think Blanca's like one of the cheapest. Like, he's annoying to fight against.
Yeah.
Blanca's got like weird moves and I don't know. I think overrated, like if we're talking about overrated in the sense of like, yo, that's the Goku of Street Fighter. Like there is no really character like though. That, but like, yo, Ryu's pretty overrated, man. When you go in like story wise, it's like, yo, this guy shouldn't have survived all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's true. Not like he has superpowers.
But Badmaster, he said something about him hurting Bison. Sagitt. Yeah.
Dude, he's got a scar from his groin to his neck,
dog,
man.
Bison created Blanca. Was a normal boy. Just wanted to be with his mom. Live in the jungle, yeah.
Dude, that's because, you know,
He tore that kid away from having a future as a normal human being. He can never associate with anybody on a normal... No. He can't find love, dog. Love. He took love away from him.
You know what? I know you mentioned... I love this conversation.
He brainwashed people.
I know you mentioned...
He brainwashed kids. No. You know who I think is pretty overrated? T-Hawk. I think he's overrated.
T-Hawk, yeah. I never liked T-Hawk.
I've never been a fan of that character.
I always felt slightly like... And like offended with T-Hawk too. I don't know what it was. I'm just like, yo, this is kind of a I don't know.
Because, I'm going back because I know you guys mentioned Street Fighter 2, the movie. But there was another Street Fighter in the movie that was pretty bad.
Which one?
Oh, the Chun-Li movie?
I didn't watch that
to this day. I think you can even look it up online. It's voted one of the worst films of all time.
I never watched it.
Yo, you have this guy from the Black Eyed Peas as Vega.
Oh my god, what's his name, dude? I forget.
But
his name.
Funny because you see the movie, they have like a Chinese little girl, and then she gets older. It's like a Canadian actress is playing Chun-Li.
Oh, it's the girl from Smallville.
Yeah.
I like her though. She's cute.
Yeah, but come on.
She wasn't even athletic. Like, I don't know how they even pulled that. My favorite.
They had to have like a woman, a female.
My favorite character was, what's his name? Chris Klein. The actor from Pie.
American Pie.
Oz or whatever his name was. I think it's Chris Klein. I think this is his name.
I know who you're talking
about. He was a character inside of the movie. I think he was working with Interpol. He was an agent.
Okay.
There's a mashup online where they clipped all his speaking roles and made a 3-minute reel. And it's all his words. You know, it's no more than like he has like 2 minutes and 34 seconds in the movie. Some crazy number.
Yeah.
And his terrible one-liners. with bad acting. Like, if you guys ever have the time,
What were you saying? Like, in the.
It's just all his crappy lines from the movie. It's all just like four or five word sentences.
Wow.
And look it up. Like, if you have time, Google, like, YouTube, Chris Klein, speaking role in Chun-Li, movie of Chun-Li or Street Fighter or whatever. Yeah. It'll come up. You'll Google it. You'll find it. And it's a reel that people put together of his entire, like, all the words he ever spoke in the movie.
That is funny.
And it's really bad, bro. Like, most of the time it's just one word. He'll look off into the camera and it'll pan to the next.
Oh, my God.
So, anything else? Could I ask some good questions, right? So,
yeah.
Anything else? Because we're going to wrap it up.
What had the best music in Street Fighter?
Best soundtrack? Best soundtrack?
Because if you go back to the old Street Fighters, they pretty much had the same song, but it's redone. Like, it sounds a little different.
Like a little remix,
The most different was probably Third Strike. I think Third Strike had, like, the most... Like, it wasn't the typical, you know, Street Fighter music.
What was the song?
Do you remember they even released a...
Where the guys were rapping?
Yeah, it's the main menu.
Those are, like, European rappers, too, right?
Do you remember this? When the 3DS came out, they had a Street Fighter game for that. When the 3DS launched... That was one of the launch titles from Capcom. They milked it. So props to them for milking this series.
Yeah, they always do, man. That's the one thing I hate about Street Fighter, man. They'll find a way to sell you the same game they gave you last year.
Even the Switch. They had one play online, the old school one of Street Fighter 2.
The anniversary one just came out with all the games. This one has all the alphas, all the Street Fighters. It's a good collection. It's $30. It's $29.99. If you haven't played Street Fighter in a long time and you're like, oh man, but I can't find the version I like, I guarantee you it's on that collection and it's available for Xbox, PlayStation. Go pick it up. Which one?
I know we had this conversation years ago now. There was one Street Fighter that they were selling it for very expensive, like $100-something. I'm like, wait, why so expensive?
Marvel vs. Capcom.
For the Xbox?
I think it's that one. Yeah, I have it. I have my copy here. It's
why they were selling
that game is just it's rare to find, man. It's hard to find that. Like, if you have that or the Dreamcast jewel case, remember the old cases that the Dreamcast come in?
Yeah.
If you have that game, that original copy, it's worth a lot of money, man. It's a collector's item.
You talk about the one that
the NPC too.
But that one that Charles had for the PS2. It costs
Charles is one of our friends, for those that don't know.
Yeah.
I guess the one that I have. The Marvel's Capcom that
you have
for
Xbox, right?
I have for the Xbox. The Xbox one is hard to find too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember seeing it. I'm like, wow, this is like $100-something. Why?
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, okay. It's just the rarer the game is to find.
Mm-hmm. You know which was like that? Dragon Ball GT.
It took me forever. You remember how long it took me to find that Xbox Marvel vs. Capcom? When I bought it, we played it for like 3 months straight just because I was like, yo, can't believe we found it.
Yeah. You know, where you found it?
I think I found it in a GameStop, like inside the used games bin.
Oh, why? That was cheap.
Yeah, the guy looked at me. He's like, oh, you're going to buy that? I'm like, he's like, oh, man, I want to get it. I'm like, too bad for you, sucker. Go back to work. And I bought the game. And then, like, I ended up, I still have it to this day. I think I still have the game. I have it somewhere floating
around. That's dope. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening to this really cool.
Before you end this,
yeah,
I want to see another Street Fighter that sucked. That by looking at this list, the Street Fighter versus Tekken.
Yeah, that was bad. That one was bad. Yo,
what year will get that game came out?
That was
2012.
Tag battle or cross something, right? I forgot what it was called.
I remember they show a preview of that game during Comic-Con, and people were like, oh my God.
I was excited too. And then I played it. I was like, oh, damn, I take all that back.
I mean, I was never a fan of Tekken, so I wasn't excited when they were going to come out.
It was Street Fighter and Tekken.
But then they had the one that was Tekken, where it was Tekken rules and Street Fighter.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That game was released. Tekken versus Street Fighter and Street Fighter versus Tekken. So it was the rules were both, making it even.
If you had
the Tekken version was better. I think
Tekken was better version than Street Fighter.
Yeah, because
really,
I forget how it was that the developers kind of switched roles. Like,
no, that's just what happened. So the one that you guys played, the Street Fighter version, that was Capcom. The developers that work on the Tekken version, that's the
Namco,
Namco, the developers for the Tekken. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why.
The engine or whatever was the first.
I forget. There was one that was good. The other one was bad. I honestly think
to me, the Tekken one first, whatever Street Fighter was the worst one.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I mean, I was never a fan of Tekken.
It wasn't good at all. That mashup was terrible. Yeah. I expected more from them.
Hey, at least they tried. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here. GamerTagRadio.com. Make sure to go over there and subscribe to the podcast, any podcast app. And anything else, guys? We'll wrap it up.
If I had to wrap this up with something, please, for the love of God, Make a Dragon Ball versus Street Fighter.
Ooh.
I want to see that happen. Yo, make it happen, B.
Ooh. Now, from Capcom?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Wait, now,
well, no. I'd want Arc Systems or somewhere. Whoever is handling, well, I know Arc Systems is, but like the people that are handling Fighters right now. Don't integrate it. Don't make it just like Fighters, like Dragon Ball Fighters, but like, you know, use that same heart that you put into that game to make this, to make a Street Fighter Dragon Ball game. That'd be dope. I think that'd if you good. Put in enough, because Dragon Ball Fighters is my favorite fighting game right now.
Yo, that would be amazing. That would be good. I'll be curious about that. But at the same time, it could be a failure. Look at Jump Force.
Jump Force is a failure?
Jump Force is not that good, man. It's a bad game.
It's not really? That great. Yeah. It's not that great. Mm. Not that great. Even my nephew's like, it's all right.
I'm in a good mood, man. Don't put me in a bad mood. Again,
right, sir. And are we going to wrap it up? Until next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.